It's Wednesday. Hello, everyone. I'm Tom Turbeville. Here's a look at your sports. Thanks for logging on to WTAW.com. Well, the Texas A&M baseball team dodged bullets all night long until the Rice Owls finally landed a winning punch in the ninth inning, and they beat the Aggies 5-4 in an important midweek game at Olsen Field last night. After the Aggies scored four runs in the bottom of the first inning to take a 4-1 lead, the Aggies would get just three more hits while Rice was leaving runners in scoring position in every inning except one. Trailing 4-3, the Owls tied it in the eighth and got the winning run in the ninth. A&M's rally attempt in the bottom of the ninth ended with runners at first and second, with both Craig Bratson and Tyler Naquin striking out looking, and that ended the game. Here's Rob Childress.
I mean, you can't drive anybody in without swinging a bat, and that's a fact. That's a proven fact, and can't be a hero if you don't move the bat. So,
and you had the guy you wanted at the plate with Naquin.
We did everything we could. We got our best player to the plate and, you know, runners on base. And, you know, if you're going to lose, that's the way you want to lose it, with your best guy at the plate, and that's obviously Tyler Naquin.
That's Rob talking to TexSags.com's Gabe Bach. Rice left 15 on base in all and still managed their 28th win of the year. Both teams committed three errors. Rice outhit A&M 10-6. For the second straight game, A&M coach Rob Childress was ejected for arguing with the home plate umpire. Last night, it was an early exit in the top of the third inning. A&M starts an important series Friday at home with Baylor. The Bears won their 20th straight last night. Let's talk some basketball news. Tennessee women's basketball coach Pat Summitt is stepping aside after 38 years and eight national titles. The move comes a year after the sport's winningest coach was diagnosed with early-onset dementia Alzheimer's type. She's been named the head coach emeritus at Tennessee. She finishes her head coaching career with 1,098 wins. 27-year assistant and former Lady Vol All-American Holly Warlick has been promoted to the job as head coach. Larry Brown's agent, Joe Glass, spoke with SMU Athletic Director Steve Orsini late Tuesday night and discussed issues that need to be addressed before Brown becomes the Mustangs' next coach. Sources told ESPN.com Tuesday that the Hall of Fame coach has agreed to take over the Mustang program, but Brown said Wednesday he still has not been offered the job, nor has he accepted it as the two sides continue to negotiate. Sources earlier told ESPN the only holdup involves Brown's prospective assistants. Brown has offered Illinois State coach Tim Jankovich a coach-in-waiting position, according to sources. A source close to Brown, who's 71 years old, told Andy Katz of ESPN that Jankovich is waiting to get a written contract that guarantees he would be the next coach whenever Brown departs. Brown is the only coach in history to win an NCAA title and an NBA championship. He has not coached since 2010. Well, the Aggie softball team took two from Texas Tech in Lubbock last night, 9-6 and 9-0. Cassie Chicharik went 6-for-6 in those two games. Mel Dumasich got her 22nd win of the year in the circle. Game two ended with six innings, with the run rule, A&M scoring eight runs in the final three innings. Now, A&M Tech are playing their third game right now. They started at 5 o'clock. In the second inning, there was no score. A&M women's tennis team was a winner over 6th-ranked Texas last night, winning the doubles point and then the match 4-3 at the Mitchell Courts. It was A&M's first win over Texas since 2006, and the win on senior night was their first over a top 10 team since 2004. The Aggie men will have their senior night tonight starting at 6 as they host Baylor. High school baseball last night, Consol beat Cove 4-0 as Austin Ray got the shutout win, striking out 14. Brian Run ruled Harker Heights 11-0. Travis Gibson struck out the final six batters of the game to help the Vikes to a 20-6 record and a one-game lead in District 12-5A. They can clinch a co-championship at Belton on Friday. Rutter lost to Cedar Ridge 4-3. In softball, Consol gave Coach Billy Hicks his 500th win with a 4-3 victory over Ellison. Brian slammed Shoemaker 15-0. Brittany Jones got the pitching win and four RBIs. Rutter shut out Maynard 11-0 as Haley Parker threw a two-hitter. Parker and Brianna Johnson each had three RBIs. Major League Baseball tonight, the Texas Rangers are at Boston again. They should have saved some of those runs for tonight, maybe. Yesterday, they beat the Red Sox at Fenway 18-3. The Rangers with six home runs. Tonight in the National League, Houston, losers 1-0 to Washington last night, are at Washington again. And that's your sports, everyone, on this Wednesday. Thank you for logging on today to WTAW.com.